Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show. It's brought to you by Key Bank. Key is the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Tough loss yesterday for the Indians as Corey Kluber gets beat by a youngster who gets his first Major League home run. But that's the beauty of our game, Terry. You talked about it going in Friday night. You can look at the Twins' record, but that can be very deceiving if you think you're just going to roll over them.
Yeah, and I don't think we would ever say something like that, nor feel like that. I think sometimes fans, maybe even media, look at somebody's record and they think, well, just because, you know, it's Major League Baseball, and that's not the way it works. And, you know, we've seen it on our side lots of times. But the kid Centeno, who didn't have a lot of home runs even in the minor leagues, got a nice fastball from Kluber that hit it in the seats. It's a two-run homer. And on a day when it was hard for us to score, you know, that was close to holding up. You know, they end up adding on late, but it was just, you know, scoring runs for us yesterday was hard. We had a 1-0 lead, but we talk so often, it's nice to be in a game where a mistake doesn't cost you a game because pitchers are going to make mistakes, and it's nice when it doesn't cost you.
Boy, it just seems like it's been so bizarre this season with the weather and everything else. Here we are in mid-May. Do you ever remember a game being stopped because an umpire was having trouble seeing?
Well, it's weird. And, you know, remember when we were out in spring training, everybody was saying how warm it was back here. You're kind of worried that it would come late, and it has. You know, it's hard. And I didn't have a problem with what the umpire did because everybody was having trouble seeing. You know, it didn't help Klub, but they didn't do it intentionally. It just, you know, if you can't see, you can't see. So, I mean, I get it. It was unfortunate, you know, the very next hitter he hits and, you know, things happen. But it just, it's, you know, and today, I mean, today's a bad day. It's not baseball weather. Hopefully it'll turn pretty soon. And you know how it is here. It'll probably go right from winter to summer and we won't have spring.
Well, Tito, as you look at your lineup today, you've made some changes. You've got people in there like a Michael Martinez. And it seems to me, not trying to put words into your mouth, but you've always been a big believer. When you bring somebody up here, you don't have them sit for a week before they get into a game.
I don't think that does any good. But today's just a simple, it's a Sunday day game. We've been playing a lot of baseball now. We're going to play a lot of baseball. And we got a left-hander tomorrow. So I wanted some guys that are going to play tomorrow to have a blow today, get these guys in the game against a guy I think they match up well against, and throw some energy. Sometimes having that energy on a Sunday day game can kind of put you over the hump. I've always felt that way, and hopefully that'll be the case today.
Why is that, Tito, what you just mentioned about getting you over the hump?
Well, I think a lot of times, you know, Sunday day games used to follow the Saturday night, late Saturday night games. And I always felt like if you were going to play some of the guys that weren't playing all the time, Sunday was a good day because they weren't tired. They had that extra energy. And sometimes that could put you over the hump. And I've always felt that way. And, again, you get a guy like a Michael Martinez, you probably don't want to play him every day because there's not enough production. But if you play him in the right spots, he might steal a base, help you defensively, get a big hit, get a bunt down. Those are things that can help you win a game.
You've got a lineup, Terry. You're not afraid to try to manufacture runs with this club. You've done a lot of running this season. The Indians are among the leaders in stolen bases.
I think you're supposed to take what you have and try to make the best of it and play to people's strengths. If you can't run, don't run. So, you know, we've tried to let the guys that can run, run. I think they've run in good spots. If we need to get a bunt down, I think we can. We have some guys that can hit run. Again, you don't ask guys to do things they can't do, but we try to do what they do well, do it more often.
Well, his last time out in Houston, Trevor Bauer was, wow. I mean, he had electric stuff, and he just overmatched a really good offensive ball club. Is the key for him now to just back that up now, keep doing it every 5 days?
With every pitcher. Consistency is such a big word in our game. And when you start backing it up, and when our guys know that when he takes the mound, what we're going to get, that is a really good feeling. And to Trevor's credit, like you said, he threw the ball pretty well the last time out. So for a guy that had been in the bullpen that's now starting, he's got a chance to do a pretty good job for us.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's your Key Bank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the finale and the rubber match, the Tribe and Twins, coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.